AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The New York State prison worker arrested on charges of helping two convicted murderers escape from that prison has another court appearance. Stephen Johnson, Joyce Mitchell's attorney, tells a judge that they want to move the case forward.
I've gone over the charges with Ms. Mitchell. I had time to discuss it with her, and what we're going to do right now, Judge, is we're going to waive a preliminary felony hearing.
If you're waiving, then the matter will be transferred to county court.
Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley tells reporters outside the courthouse investigators continue to talk with Mitchell.
I don't know if she's given all her information yet. We're still working with her on that.
Wiley would not say whether a plea deal has been offered. More than 800 searchers continue to comb the wilderness near the prison today, the 10th day since the escape. Two young people who lost limbs in separate shark attacks in coastal North Carolina this weekend were in waist-deep water about 20 yards offshore when they were attacked. They say yesterday's attacks happened almost about 2 miles and less than 90 minutes apart. Oak Island Fire Chief Chris Sanselmo says they know little about the shark or sharks involved in the attacks.
We can't confirm the size, and we can't confirm whether it was one or two. It's just no way of knowing that.
The crew of a county sheriff's helicopter that searched the beach after the second attack spotted a shark about midway between the two locations. Another one was seen south of the island. Parts of Texas and Louisiana will soon get more rain as a low-pressure system develops near the Yucatan Peninsula. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Patch says even if the system does not become a tropical storm, the two states could see a lot of rain today and tomorrow.
We're not anticipating it to strengthen significantly and become a hurricane, so it's primarily a rainmaker and a marine concern right along the immediate coastline.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 122. This is AP Radio News. Colorado Supreme Court rules a medical marijuana patient who was fired after failing a drug test cannot get his job back. Brandon Coates is a quadriplegic who was fired by Dish Network after failing a drug test in 2010. The company agrees Coates was not high on the job, but said it has a zero-tolerance drug policy. Families and organizations have found a way to offset the cost of summer camp, going online and crowdfunding. Sandy Kozel has more.
Bake sales? Passé. Thousands of young people will attend camps and academic programs this summer thanks to online crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Donors can help middle schoolers learn computer programming in Pennsylvania, support a leadership academy for Virginia teens, or send children of incarcerated California parents to sleepaway camps. The spokeswoman for GoFundMe says fundraising for summer camps is skyrocketing on the site. I'm Sandy Kozel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.